Party people in the place.
It's time to go.
We about to get in your face.
And yeah.
When Christy says it's time to go, I go. I didn't realize. Yeah. Excuse me, Karina. I didn't realize that you were going to go on and continue the song. My bad. Okay, please continue.
No, that was it. I was just trying to do a remix, you know, so it was just a... another one.
I like it. It was like a 12-inch, as we would have had back in the 80s. Welcome to Talk Talk with Martha Quinn. This is the podcast where you hang out with me and the Morning Drive with Christy Live ladies, Christy and Karina, as we get together and see what's up. Last week, we spoke to legendary songwriter Holly Knight, who wrote The Warrior for Scandal, Obsession for Animotion, and Love is a Battlefield for Pat Benatar and Tina Turner's Simply the Best. So if you haven't checked that out, please do so. Today, I thought it would be good for us, ladies, you, me, and you listening, to do a family catch-up. You know, sometimes you have to have it just be the family. The kids can't have friends over all the time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You don't get a plus one.
That's right. That's right. Sometimes it has to be just us. So I'm going to start, since it's just us, the family. Okay, you should have seen me just now. This is probably TMI, and you can, like, start waving to me if it is. Like, Martha, don't go down this road. But I was just in the other room doing that yoga pose, happy baby, because I was having gas pains. That's why I ran out.
I think that is the perfect solution. And people don't realize that happy baby can definitely help, especially because trapped gas can be very painful. My friend's mom actually had to go to the emergency room. And she thought she was having like an appendix burst situation or something. And that's what it ended up being.
Do you know the same thing happened to the comedian Richard Lewis? Same exact thing.
Mm.
Same thing. Yeah, I've had this before where I feel like I'm going to sweat and I'm doubled over in pain. And I remember a long, long time ago, we actually talked about this before on the air. And Dawn Rochelle, who listens here in the Bay Area, and she's one of our friends from way, way back, she told me to always have fennel seeds with me. And of course, I don't have any fennel seeds with me. I was wishing I did. But I have to say, you're right, Christy. Because that happy baby pose, I really do. I feel better.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what the happy baby pose is.
Okay. Have you ever... This is... Okay. Let's go down the TMI road right now. I have not had this experience, but as I understand it, when a person is getting waxed, sometimes that is a position that people get into, either if you know about this. Am
yes.
I right about this?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay.
I don't know if that's the good description.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, go ahead. Please. Please. Improve on my description. I'm begging you.
Because the wax, you could be in a lot of different places getting everything waxed. But, you know, when a baby is laying on their back in a crib.
Oh, okay.
And they're holding their feet up.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They're basically, they have their hands up and their feet up.
Okay, I get you.
That's happy baby.
I know it is. Martha, you were somewhat close. Yeah, that's kind of like a waxing position.
Well, that's what I've heard. Goo goo gaga, goo goo gaga. Okay, so the three of us used to work together on the morning show from 6 to 10, but now that 6 to 10 time slot is Morning Drive with Christy Live featuring these two ladies. And then me, Martha Quinn, I'm here from 10 to 3. Christy, can you feel the spotlight moving over to you? It's catch-up time for you. Christy, what has been happening?
Well, I don't know if you heard, but I took my mom, Miss Ruthie, to the club last week.
You mean the health club?
No, like the dance club.
Stop it.
Yes.
And what did she wear, Cricket?
She had on a gold shiny jacket.
Yes!
And I sent my brother a picture because she had on a glow bracelet and a disco ball necklace. And she came with me. I had to DJ a party. And for those of you who don't know my mom, Miss Ruthie, she is super religious, down south woman, never drank in her life, never smoked, doesn't cuss, definitely doesn't go to the club.
Mm-hmm.
But she came with me to support. I did a 76th birthday party, and the 76-year-old looked like she was maybe 50.
Wow.
And my mom sat there the whole night, and she got up to go to the buffet, but she was mingling with people who were coming over to where she was sitting.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, she didn't get up and dance, but then I wanted to take a picture with her. And you know how they have photo booths at weddings and parties?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, Mom, come on, let's go to the photo booth. Mm-mm. And I was like, Mom, why not? And she was like, it costs money.
That's okay.
So cute.
Okay.
That's
so then
cute.
When you explained to her that it was free of charge, it was on the party, Did you do it?
Yes. Then she came up and then ended up taking a picture. But I thought that was so funny. I was like, really? You're not going to take a picture? My mom is very frugal. I won't say cheap. She is frugal.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to Christy Live on Instagram, and I better see that picture.
No, it's not posted because she's not one for social media, but I can show you guys right now
that's
a picture
so
of
so cute
Miss
that your
Ruthie.
Mom said, do we have to pay for it? I think that's the best.
I think she's the ultimate mom because that is out of her comfort zone to go out to an event out of the house. It's not, you know, church related. She doesn't normally do that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. She went out at night. She went out to a big extravaganza. There was probably, you know, the music might have been loud. I don't know how loud you play it, but it certainly wasn't, you know, quiet like in her house. So did she have a good time?
She says she had fun. She did have fun. Aww. She got a to-go box. That's where I get it from. And she met some people. She talked about taxes, which is what she does. And she got out of the house. I think she was really happy.
That's beautiful. I'm glad that you took her. And then, but what else happened? Like, what were you worried about?
Had to hide my cocktails all night long. You know, she's not here for the alcoholic beverages. But other than that, it was a great time. And so that's the latest with me. Just kind of, hanging out with moms. And
I'm looking at the picture now, and she's in like a tiger striped jacket that's like sequined or something. Mm-hmm. Where did she get such a fetch piece?
I don't know. I picked her up and she had it on, and I said, wow, you came ready to party.
Seriously?
Sure, look at that necklace. Oh, I love it.
My goodness. Oh, Lordy. Wow. I like it. She was ready to go. Well, Karina, what would you say has been occupying your mind the most outside of work?
Well, a whole lot of nothing, I would say. No, just kidding. Let's see. Family time. Been spending a lot of time with the family. I think a lot of people don't know that my dad is coming on the back end of cancer. So he had esophageal cancer. He went through surgery. The first round of chemo was very tough, but now he's got to do a year of less invasive chemo. And I'm happy to say that he's taking really, really well to it. You know, I live with family because my dad needs care from time to time. And we just all like really being together. But that's been some pretty good news. We're thinking about getting a new dog. We're thinking about it. We still have Bonita. One dog, because my other dog passed away like not too long ago. But yeah, I don't know. So maybe because Bonita looks like she needs a friend and she seems like she's kind of in a mood or down.
Yeah, I'm sure she's down for sure.
Maybe it's just us and all in our head. But yeah, so we're thinking about it. Like maybe, I don't know, possibly getting a new dog. I don't know.
Ooh, do you want a German Shepherd who's like 110 pounds and never rests ever?
No.
Whose name is Bueller?
I will pass on that. You know, Bonita as a little dog, she's part terrier too. She's part Jack Russell. So she lets out a lot of hair. And I'm like, how do people do this with big dogs?
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
I don't get it. Like, it's a lot of hair.
No, my dog Frodo, he's a mixture between a German Shepherd and a Chow. Mm-hmm. And you just look at him and he sheds. I mean, it might help if I brushed him every once in a while. But what I do is I wait and wait and wait until the house is covered with hair. And I go, okay, I got to brush him. And I take him outside. And I'll brush him in like an entire other dog. Like a whole Bonita would come off of him. I'm not even kidding. It's so bad. And then I go, oh, I got to call the groomer. And I never did. Christy, I feel like Karina was going to ask you a question. You were going to answer. And I kind of cut it off. Is there something else going on with you?
No, not really. Are you talking about my dating life?
Yes,
Did I bring it up?
Thank you, Martha Quinn.
Did I bring it up?
Thank you.
Did I bring it up?
Yes.
Of course. That is the topic on everyone's mind.
I was waiting for it. Yes, thank you.
We do love to hear about Miss Ruthie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's going on, Christy?
Well, I had met a woman about maybe 3.5 months ago, and we've been dating, and we've been spending a lot of time together. And she came to the party where Miss Ruthie was, and she met my mom.
How did you introduce her to your mom?
I said, hi, Mom. This is my friend, Mariel.
And what did your mom say?
Hi, it's nice to meet you. And then I was like, okay, that's enough.
But your mom doesn't think like anything else, because you've introduced me like, oh, it's Karina. This is my friend.
Exactly.
So that's how you like to keep it? Is that what you're saying, Christy?
That's exactly how I like to keep it. I was like, okay, this is a good evening. Mm-hmm. And my mom knows I date women. She's not necessarily on board with it. Mm-hmm. And I date men too. So, yeah. So I was like, okay, hi, this is my friend. Okay, let's keep it moving and have a good night. And no questions. I'm private anyways. So, you know, I wouldn't be sharing all of my information with her, whoever I was dating. It's just not my style.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you feel like this added a layer of togetherness to this relationship?
I don't know.
Because meeting the parents, that's big. Meeting your mom, that's big.
That is big. But I think in the context of where we met, I don't think it brought that same weight. You know, right. It's different. I understand what you're saying, but I don't think it was the same weight just given the scenario. And then, yeah, but I do think, you know, I'm enjoying spending time with her. And she lives in Los Angeles. And you know, I'm not a fan of long distance relationships.
Mm-hmm. Los Angeles. That's not that long.
Yeah, I was going to say Los Angeles isn't that far from the Bay Area. So I don't consider that long distance. Mm-hmm. My ex was in Canada. That's like a whole different, you know, continent.
Right.
Is it a whole different continent?
Yeah.
A whole different country.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Canada and the United States are North America.
Clearly. Yeah, so it's not a different continent.
It's not a different continent. I meant country.
Okay, got it. Okay, you threw me there for a second. Okay, so she's in Los Angeles. Obviously, you're here. And what now? How long does this go on?
She's here now. And she hasn't moved back yet, so we'll see.
Oh, this has been a while.
Yeah.
Is she still paying rent on her place down there?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Can I say something? I don't think, I mean, well, you told us already before that, I think you did, that she gave you a 3-month little gift for you guys seeing each other, right? It was a Bob's Burger t-shirt. I thought that was
No, it wasn't Bob's Burger. It was the Bitmoji.
Oh, it was the Bitmoji. That's right. A Bitmoji shirt. So it's been what? 3 months?
Yes, it's been about three months.
I think that's sweet.
Which in like lesbian time is 6 years. We should already be moved in, married, and have children by now. But we don't. So
I'm with that timeline, by the way. I'm very with that. Because I think, Christy, you would be the most amazing mom. I'm with that. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. I am ready to be Auntie Martha. Let's go.
I will say the other day, Christy did phrase something that I never thought she would ever say. She's like, oh, Karina, so-and-so one day when I get married. And I was like, what? You said that in regards to something. And I was like, you've never said that before. I never said, like, when I get married. And I was like, what?
I don't think I said that.
Maybe she said, when I get hairied.
Yeah, that's what I think I said. You know, when I met Larry.
Yeah, when you met Larry. But I think like 3 months, you know, that's a good time. That's the thing with me. I feel that now at a point in my life, I don't want to waste my time with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd rather just put it out there and go for it and be like, if I'm talking to someone, if this is a guy that I really like, I'd rather say like this. I'm in this for the long term. Like, I'm not here to be dating around.
Yeah.
I want to like settle down. I don't know if I, you know, the whole thing, if I want to get married and all that stuff. But I'm not here to waste anybody's time. I'd rather just put it out there.
Or waste your own time.
Yeah. I mean, like a couple months. Yeah, you would, you know, that's a good amount of time. But I've been with someone for 8 years and that was like, you know, that was nice. But like, dang, what if I get tired of someone after a while?
Ooh, well, I mean,
I'd rather just put it out there in the beginning.
Well, how's that going?
So far, zero and nilch. I'm very open to dating. I always say I'm very open and I like to say the man of my dreams is looking for me. But Christy mm-hmm. says, how is that going to happen if you never get out of the house?
That's not true. You get out of the house, you go to wineries and go wine tasting, and that's where you're going to meet the man of your dreams. And personally, I feel like some man out there, you are the woman of their dreams because you are so much fun. You're responsible. You're a party. You are a party in a t-shirt right here. And I feel like, no, there's it's definitely going to happen because you're so much fun and you're caring and you're loving and you're modest. No, I'm just kidding. And, you know, I feel like that is totally you.
Yeah. And I'm definitely enjoying being single. I definitely have been enjoying, you know, being alone. So it's not like, oh, I need to find someone. I'm alone. But I know that when the time's right, it'll happen. And I'm excited for it.
And are you doing any online dating or?
No, I think I'm going to join a dating app. My cousin met her, man. They've been together for a while now on a new dating app called, well, it's been out for a while, Hinge.
Yeah, I do a lot of Hinge weddings.
So I thought about possibly joining that. And maybe I'll let you guys create my profile.
Ooh, boy, that would be a challenge.
Christy, here for it. She likes to drink wine.
And Hinge, like I said, I do a lot of weddings. I DJ a lot of weddings. And Hinge is hooking people up for the long haul. Let me tell you, Hinge and Bumble, not as many coffee meets bagel anymore. Mm-hmm. And then Tinder, you know, a few Tinder, but I think that's just playing the odds because so many people are on Tinder. Mm-hmm. But I have a lot of Hinge weddings.
I know a couple here in the Bay Area, got married, Tinder. Another couple I know, Bumble. Mm-hmm. Someone I know is doing the Match.com thing, and I was hearing the other day about this whole litany of, you know, oh, I'm going out. Oh, this is what happened. So I'm talking to this person. I don't want to divulge details, but I'll just say I'm talking to this person. Mm-hmm. And he said that someone was coming over to his house, right? He had already met somebody that day for coffee. And then he said the next person, I guess, you know, he was lining them up. And this another person was coming to his house. And the last I heard from him, and I'm assuming that he was joking, and this was last weekend, I'm assuming he was joking because he's going, oh, I hear them driving up the driveway, the gravel is crunching. And then as a joke, I'm assuming he was going, help me, help me, help me. And I haven't heard from him since. Every day I go, I got to call him. I hope he wasn't, you know.
Wow. Well, don't you think you should have checked in by
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I do. I'm so bad. I'm so bad. And you're it's really going to be bad when I tell you it's my brother.
Oh, my
but
God.
I'm pretty sure I would have heard by now.
How would you have heard if he's in the driveway?
Yeah. Oh, God. All right. Well, listen. What's the profile with Hinge people? Like, you know, is there a certain type of person that goes on Hinge? Like, what's the deal?
I don't know. So I don't know. It's not like a swipe. I think maybe you have to meet through friends or mutual friends. I don't know because I'm not on the site, but I do know that people who are on that site are getting married just from, you know, from when I meet them.
Well, and it says that they emphasize on long-term connections between users. So I think that's a big part of it. And their demo is different. So
what do you mean their demo is different?
Like the demographics, like a lot of people will probably, I mean, I know a lot of people that met on Tinder, but some people use Tinder just for the hookup, a quick like little fix. Whereas Hinge, it's for long-term and older crowd. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I'll try it and keep you posted.
That sounds like that's better for you because it's long-term.
Yeah.
This is where people are meeting these days. Mm-hmm. It's so funny. I meet with, like I said, a lot of wedding couples.
I'll do it.
And people are always like, we met online. And I'm like, don't be embarrassed about saying that.
No.
Because literally everyone is meeting online these days, especially post-pandemic. A lot of people met online right before the pandemic and then got together and then stayed together during the pandemic. And that brought them together on another level. There might be a lot of post-pandemic divorces in the next 2 years because
so people are going to be available.
Because people got married after they basically shacked up during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that really gave people a chance to get to know each other on a different level because they were together all the time.
Right.
But that being said, now that the world is open again and people are kind of getting back to their lifestyles after getting married, after being together during the pandemic, we'll see how it goes.
But yeah.
I'm a together all the time kind of person. Mm-hmm. But Karina, are you? Do you think you're a together all the time person?
I don't think so.
Are you sure? Because your parents are.
Well, yeah, I mean, my parents are always together. My parents have been married for, what, 45 years, 44 years?
Oh, my gosh.
I know. And they still, like, there was, like, kissing and they show a lot of affection and have each other's little nicknames and, yeah.
PDAs going on in your house?
Yeah. They'll give each other a kiss or, you know.
I know Miss Connie brings that plate. She makes him his plate and brings it to him. And, yeah, it's very...
Oh, boy. Jordan wishes that would happen in his life. Boy, does he wish for that. He would be the happiest guy in the world. He'll say to me, what's for dinner? And I'm like, I don't know. Isn't there any frozen burritos? I'm so bad. Oh, man. Christy, how about you? A together all the time kind of person?
No.
She answered that quickly.
I need my space. I do. And then I start to feel smothered. I'm like, oh, you're trying to control my life. You're trying to smother me.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to have to figure that out when Christy Jr. is on the scene.
Christy Jr. Crystalina.
Really, I think the baby's name is going to be Marina, Martha and Karina.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. I like it. Oh, yeah. We're cooking.
Our friend that you're dating right now is Mariel.
Mm-hmm.
Mariel Lena. So it has the Mar in the middle.
How about no?
And the- Okay. All right. But that's been an update on my life and, you know, just that's it.
All right. Well, I feel good. I do think it's good for us to, you know, because we're not smushed up in the studio as much anymore. Mm-hmm. We're a little bit more ships that pass in the night. You know, I come in when you guys are finishing and then you guys are off and I'm here. And so I do like sitting down and hearing what is going on. Thank you all for checking out episode number 166 of Talk Talk with Martha Quinn that features Christy and Karina during the week. Remember to check these ladies out on Morning Drive with Christy Live from 6 to 10 here and on the iHeartRadio app. And then the Martha Quinn Show from 10 until 3 here and on the iHeartRadio app as well. Any final words?
Miss your face.
Until next week, I'm Martha Quinn.
I'm Christy.
I'm Karina Velasquez.
Miss you already.